founder of British Flag Flying Raise the Colors campaign, charged with 14 offenses. By Kurt Sindelka on September 8, 2026. The creator of the campaign to raise British and English flags across the country to protest against illegal migrants being housed in hotels at taxpayer expense has been charged with 14 criminal offenses, including using threatening, abusive or insulting words. Thames Valley Police said on Sunday evening that Ryan Bridge, 45, of Blackwell has been charged with 14 offences relating to alleged incidents between January 31 and March 31 of this year in Oxfordshire. According to GB News, Bridge was the founder of the Operation Raise the Colours campaign, which began last year in opposition to the government policy of taking alleged asylum seekers and placing them in hotels across the country at taxpayer expense. The police force said that Bridge was charged with 7 counts of using threatening words or behavior to cause harassment, alarm or distress, and 3 counts of using threatening, abusive or insulting words or behavior with intent to cause fear of, or provoke, unlawful violence. He was also charged with 2 counts of racially aggravated intentional harassment, alarm or distress, 1 count of racially aggravated fear of violence, and 1 count of common assault. Thames Valley Police said that they had decided to submit the case to the Crown Prosecution Service following a review of the evidence, witness statements, and video footage. It comes as the left-wing-run Birmingham City Council that they plan on spending around £2.6 million to remove British and English flags from the streets of the UK's second city. According to the Daily Telegraph, around 20,000 flags were raised by members of the public on street infrastructure as a part of the Raise the Colours campaign. The decision to spend millions removing the national flags comes despite the Birmingham currently being in around £3.5 billion in debt, the most of any local government in Britain. Meanwhile, in Oxfordshire, where the campaign began, secured an injunction in July to bar anyone from attaching flags to lampposts or to paint the flag on the road. Those who breach the injunction against raising the flag face potential prison sentences, fines, or even having assets seized, the BBC reported. The Liberal Democrat leader of the Oxfordshire City Council, Tim Bitter, said at the time, "This is a welcome judgment. We're very pleased with the result. This sets a legal precedent and will hopefully deter people in not just Oxfordshire but around the country from partaking in this criminal activity." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.